Hi, this is Simon.
And this is Alan.
And we are from...
Centered Self!
That was really weird.
I don't care.
All right. And you're listening to...
Irk FM!
You can find us on...
Facebook.
YouTube.
MySpace.
Just search...
Centered
Self!
Yeah!
Irk FM Australia starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is life is life is.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to another episode of Irk FM Australia. Irk FM Australia comes down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday here on Irk FM Tracks Radio and Stitcher Radio. This is episode 286, Rocktober Week 3. Rocktober continues, and if you've been listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, you'll know that I'm about to go on the Whiplash 4 tour in Sydney, Brisbane, Newcastle, Gosford, Canberra and Melbourne. But if you're not listening to Irk FM Metal Monday and you like metal, why not? But I'm about to go on tour. So from basically the time you're hearing this until the end of Rocktober, I'll be on the road. But it doesn't matter, there's some great rock music coming your way on this episode. And these guys are a lot more local than I thought they would be. Here's Total Carnage with Shotgun.
Well, he committed
I hope they don't recreate that one live.
Hey boys, welcome to the Crazy Horse.
Crazy horse.
I saw you dancing at the show, making noise in that front row. Oh,
Don't get me wrong. I think that you're a real good kid, but I really think I'm much too young and that I'm just not ready to commit.
I know.
I know you feel that way.
You know.
I don't, but what the hey? You look so good, so I guess we could do it one more time before the end.
What do you do when there's no choice except to choose? And either way you go, you're guaranteed to lose. My lovesick lover, hold your breath and count to 10.
While I try harder to make
from their Pistols and Heartbeats EP, that was Stellar Addiction. Before the Life of Me, prior to that, we heard the very familiar Crazy Horse by Smoke and Mirrors. Prior to that, we also heard a song called Crazy Horse, a totally different type of Crazy Horse, by a band called Total Carnage, who also opened the show with Shotgun, and I hope they don't recreate a Shotgun at a live gig. I wasn't going to play Crazy Horse by Smoke and Mirrors, but when I found Crazy Horse by Total Carnage, I thought, yes, I have to, because two songs, same title, totally different subject matter. Total Carnage, I was very surprised to find out, he are actually very local to me in Western Sydney, in outer Western Sydney. I didn't actually realise that until I went to their Facebook page. They say that it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. A lot of blood, sweat and tears have been poured into the band just for them to be used, bruised and violated by the music machine. But like any good rock band, we just dusted ourselves off and continued rocking. Their band interest might not surprise you after hearing the song Crazy Horse. Rocking, beer, strippers, more beer, rocking, strippers, beer, rocking, strippers, and occasionally a few meat pies. And they also like Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, Rose Tattoo, Kiss, and Black Label Society. We also heard from Smoke and Mirrors from the New South Wales Central Coast. Can't wait for the video to come out for Set to Ignite. I was there, Smoke and Mirrors, no strangers to IRC FM, and they played IRCstock for me earlier in the year. Seems like that's a long time ago, IRCstock, but it was only not even 2 months ago. And also from Western Sydney, we heard from Stellar Addiction, another track from their debut EP, which was absolutely awesome. Now, here's one for Clown Boy.
Spinning, spinning, until it's safe. Take me back. see the hell you hide.
Patience is cruel.
It colors in your eyes.
Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee. Okay, well, what we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that the disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
They're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable. I started getting...
In some way, something knocked us off the air, and we're on a backup system now. Call in, and I've got a feeling somebody didn't want you to hear.
Yeah.
Suddenly, for some unknown reason, I've never seen it do this in all the years that we've been on the air. I have never seen the transmitter in this way just simply fail, like a massive heart attack on this.
Cynical thoughts that control my weary eyes, leaving not a hope for you. Crippling, burning your chances to be defined by a judgment yearning. And I prove all the worst in you. To see how you're pushing me closer to the edge, the surface it breaks, only to reveal the lack of truth. The rusting of a trust again. So curious, but nothing new. Constantly tied to a rock and then cornered by the hardest place that you can find. Limited option to be what I want in life, and then walking blind eye. Oh, I lose the halo you gave me. Then I lost the faith. Stop pursuing the answer or divinity. All a heart involved, a lesson never to learn. Endless regret, digging a hole through to what should not be. A last cigarette is feeding the thought of a selfish story. Consequential our surrounding. Second chance is never the same as the first. Pursuing the answer or divinity, all the heart involved, a lesson branded a fake. This is all your fault. It lives in my blood, a cancer begging for change.
You have seen, you earned so weak. Where have you been? seen woman tonight. Did you look in his eyes, tell him all of those lies that you've been telling me? I never noticed things, but now I see it all. The cost of your love is low. It's something that you'll never know. The cost of your love is low. Something that you'll never. I tried to deny this feeling inside with your empty passion and your vacant smile. In a moment of lust with a poisonous touch. Of your love is love, but something that you'll never know. The cost of your love is love, but something that you'll never. We'll be right back. what you came for. Well, I can't understand. You made better plans. You made the promises, but who's got the hang? Well, it seems so long since you were near me.
Listening to Irk FM Australia, episode 286 on Irk FM Tracks Radio and Stitcher Radio. We just heard there from Teak with their song Can't Understand, and prior to that, Drunk and Obscene. Before that, we heard from Sender with On Their Way, and prior to that, Sleepwalker. And then we heard, before that, Third Estate with Faith and Blood, and the very unusual ending to Third Estate's song Dirty Wings. And then to open up the episode, we heard from Delirium with Brooklyn and the song for Clown Boy called Clowns. Anywho, let me tell you a little bit about Delirium. She is from Melbourne. Not sure if she's actually still around under Delirium or not. Emma Red is a pirate who sailed from Australia and landed in the Apple. Driven by music, the need to express the thoughts that will never pass through another's lips. Last Love, Nightmares, and Christmas. Inspired by Ballerina Grace, against the heavy metal backdrop, powerful androgyny and losing my mind, but having the sanity to tie an anchor around my ankle first. Believing that there is no need for this, that waiting in lines is a waste of time, that colour is the reflection of light, and any messiness is ultimately pretty. Hailing from Sydney, 25-year-old Emma Red first fell into the musical world after relocating to Perth to pursue an acting career at the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts. Quote, being surrounded by other young artists inspired the musician in me, and I quickly became consumed by the passion and the power that I found in music. She then relocated to New York in 2006. And recorded her first album, love this title, This Is Your Captain Speaking. That's an awesome name for an album title, in the autumn of 2006. So I'm not sure if she's still around as Delirium. She might be performing under Emma Red. I'm not sure, but cool songs anyway. Speaking of not sure if we're still around, the Third Estate came from the small town of Albury, New South Wales. It's the border town between New South Wales and Victoria. not a bad little town, Albury. The band wanted to create music that was dynamic, heavy, intense and energetic. The vocals blend violent screams with croons and melodies, while the lyrics have a purpose to enlighten, evolve and affect. They have played alongside such bands such as The Butterfly Effect, Notion, Something With Numbers, Spider Bait, $1 Short, Carnival and Thirsty Merc. That's not a bad list of bands that they've played with. Unfortunately, I don't know if they're still around, which is a shame. Then we heard from Sender, who we have heard on Irk FM Metal Monday before. No, not on Irk FM Metal Monday. I have played them on this show, Irk FM Australia. They are from Bendigo in Victoria. It started in 1995 when four high school friends started jamming to the likes of Nirvana and Silverchair. They performed at various school functions and local concerts. And the first song that vocalist Bodan wrote was at the age of 14. They took out several Battle of the Bands competitions, including the state final in the 1999 Rocket Stedford, which led to a performance at the National Tennis Centre in Melbourne, an event televised nationally by Channel 10. They also performed at Luna Park in Melbourne, and they released their debut EP 3556 in 2001, and I dare say that might actually be the postcode of Bendigo. I'm not sure. They've had an extensive history. Their debut album was out in... where did I see it? Their debut album was out in 2010, I'm sorry. Their long-awaited debut album was called No Way Out. So that was Sender. Then we moved to Teak, who are from Melbourne. They aren't about glitz and glamour. They aren't about bad haircuts and gaudy costumes. This is a rock band in that a world of fashionistas knows what matters the most, the music. They have been most compared to the Foo Fighters, REM, Elbow and The Church, but they also pride themselves in being original. We don't want to sound like any other band or the latest fashion. We just have the rule that if we really dig it, and then we do it. So I have featured Teak on Irk FM before, and that is cool. If you want to find out more about any of the bands, go to the show notes, irkfmaustralia.com. We're going to continue things off with our penultimate artist. This is Highway Blonde, and you're listening to Irk FM Australia. Coming down. Fans of bands such as the Foo Fighters, Kings of Leon, and The Killers have for the last couple of years been cranking Highway Blonde tunes over 300 radio stations throughout the US alone, with the band continuing to receive much critical and popular acclaim both locally and internationally for their tight melodic songs. The release of their then new album Winning Ways is only certain to propel the band's music onto many more iPods. Tracks like Let It Go, which we just heard, Annie and Inside Move showcase Highway Blonde's ability to write intelligent high-energy rock songs, whereas tracks such as Hurting on the Inside and the epic conclusion to the album Bad Girl display the band's desire to work outside the three-minute boundary. And I don't have access to that song Bad Girl because I would like to see something outside that 3-minute boundary, Speaking of outside that 3-minute boundary, we're going to well and truly crack the 3-minute boundary here. This is a New South Wales Central Coast band called Catabasis. Epic.
Time like now,
the second song of the episode, one of my favourite earworms of all time, Do-Si-Do by Julie the Band. I originally heard of these guys via the Association of Music Podcasting. Got the track, loved it, and I've played it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then to kick off the episode, we heard from Existent, who, as I mentioned in the introduction, I don't know anything about. Which is a shame, because she's got an epic voice, and I love it. Here's me with epic again. I've got to stop saying that. I keep on saying epic and awesome. And when I was shopping today, I kept on thinking of Uggs. Uggs, as in eggs, as in chickens, as in this episode smells like chicken. No, that's Friday's episode of Urk FM. Urk, you're rambling. Get on with it. How epic was that Kate Abasis song? And yes, that was one song. 13 minutes and 13 seconds. Avernus, I think. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to ask the guys how you actually pronounce that. That is an absolutely epic song, as featured on Urk FM Metal Monday. And Kate Abasis from the New South Wales Central Coast are one of many bands that I will be seeing on tour, on the Whiplash Tour, Sydney, Brisbane, Newcastle, Gosford, Canberra and Melbourne. If you've been listening to Urk FM Metal Monday, you'll know exactly what I'm on about. Anywho, I've heard in radio terms that that is a type of song that you could play if you needed to have a toilet break, or you needed to go down to the vending machine, or what I used to do in community radio many years ago. At the end of my show, you used to play a bit of a longer song, and that would give you time to get out of the seat and the next person time to get in the seat, because we only had the one studio. I couldn't necessarily imagine a 13-minute song like that being played on commercial radio, but then again, I'm a podcast, I'm independent, I do what I want. You know, within reason, of course, but yeah, it's all good. Absolutely epic song. Love seeing those guys live. Seen them live once, and they were great. Listening to their music a lot over the last couple of weeks reminds me they are very carnivalesque. Anywho, on this episode, we have had some great rock music. The music has been supplied by Airplay Direct, or the artist directly. We have heard from Total Carnage, Smoke and Mirrors, Stellar Addiction, Delirium, Third Estate, Sender, Teak, Highway Blonde, and Catabasis. For any more information about any of the bands, go to the show notes, urkfmaustralia.com. Episode 286. I'll be back next Friday. You'll be able to hear another show, another episode of Urk FM Australia. I'll be in Newcastle this time next week, but that doesn't matter. You will still get a show down the pipes and into your ears on Friday on Urk FM, Tracks Radio and Stitcher Radio, regardless of where in the country I am. If that's not enough, Rocktober also continues on Urk FM International for music outside Australia. And if you enjoyed that last song, you'll also enjoy Urk FM Metal Monday, which is about metal, hosted by me and on Mondays. Funny that. If that's not enough for you, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org. There's over 40 like-minded shows, heaps of people like me playing great independent and unsigned music. Anywho, I'm Urk. Thank you very much for listening. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license, registered in Australia. And until next time, I'll talk to you from on the road, I guess. Good night, Interweb.